sex, and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Welcome, everybody, to another installment of Sex and Happiness. I'm Lori Handlers, your host. And, of course, I'm excited to be here. As you know, this is one of the most exciting things that I ever do in any given week. I love my show. Here's my question for today. Have you ever worried about aging and how it would affect your sexuality? I know I have. Are you concerned about things like your attractiveness or issues of your body not functioning or being as flexible as it used to? These are things that, especially as the baby boomers age and grow, I think we're, at least I'm part of the generation, I'm part of the early baby boomers, and it's in my generation that we finally experience sex, free sex, lots of sex. And now as we age, how are we going to keep having wonderful, delicious, fabulous sex? Well, today, don't fret, because my guest is Joan Price. She's an ageless sexuality advocate. She met the love of her life, artist Robert Rice, when she was 57 and he was 64. And she wrote a book, Better Than I Ever Expected, Straight Talk About Sex After 60. And at 61, to celebrate the joys of senior sexuality, that's when her book came out. Her new book, Naked at Our Age, Talking Out Loud About Senior Sex, addresses the challenges of older age sexuality. Although her love, Robert, died in 2008, Joan continues on her mission to change society's view of elder sex, one mind at a time. Joan's Better Than I Ever Expected blog is something we'll find out more about on this show, and find out how you can find out more if you're aging and you want to be sexually active and you want to have it better than ever, which I know I do. Why wouldn't you? Why would you even be listening to the show if you didn't? So, Joan, it is my pleasure to have you on the show, and I'm thrilled about your subject.
Oh, thank you, Lori. I'm thrilled about your show.
It's great. I love your story. I'm sorry that your love, Robert, passed away, but I want to know about it. I want to know how you, it seems like you must have been confronted when you were in your late 50s and he was in his 60s and you found love and sex was probably different than when you were in your 20s. So give us a little bit of the background. How was it for you? What was it like for you to find love? Not everyone will, by the way, but they still may want to have sex. But how was it for you to find love and then figure out how to do sex?
It was exhilarating, Lori. We were in love like a couple of teenagers, only with the added perspective of our experience, decades of experience and relationship mistakes already done and gone. And we were really ready for the great love of our life. And we found that with each other. The sex was fabulous. Was it like 20-year-old sex? Heck no, not the least bit like that. And so, yeah, we had some adjustments to make. We met the challenges with a sense of humor and with trying to inform ourselves. The reason I wrote Better Than I Ever Expected was to celebrate that joy and also to give an inkling of the kinds of things that confront us. And it was just the most amazing relationship. And I feel Robert with me now as I continue on this mission to, as you say, change society's view one mind at a time.
Yeah, I mean, I think society feels that people, well, I think just as society throws away plastic cigarette lighters, I think that people in the past have felt to throw away, in our culture anyway, in American culture, I'm not saying that, certainly in Chinese culture and Indian culture, older people are revered, but in our throwaway Pepsi generation culture, I think older people are somehow cast aside and thrown away and not expected to be sexually active. And of course, all that is changing as the baby boomers, as the first wave of baby boomers reach 65. I mean, there's articles written about it all the time now. The 60 is the new 30. That's what I heard recently.
Well, I like to think of it as 60 is the new 60.
That's great.
Because we are aging, yes. Our bodies are continuing to age. Our sexual responses are different. The kinds of challenges we have to meet in the bedroom as well as out, they're different. But you're right about our age group being the throwaway generation. It's even worse than that. I think we're seen as either invisible, we're not seen at all, or we're seen as ludicrous. It's like it's okay to make fun of old people. Geezer sex, ha, 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 is that stupid idea? Like only youth can be sexy? Uh-uh.
Well, I'm, you know, it's amazing to even hear that because I, you know, in my life, first of all, I teach sexuality, and in my life, it's people of all ages come to me. My oldest student who has come to workshops that I teach is my father. He came to a tantra course I was doing when he was 82.
I love that.
And yeah, and he's, and it's documented, so I'm not making this up. He's on my video, my bliss video. So the old guy on my bliss video is my father. He met the love of his life when he was about 74 or so.
Wow.
And he took the tantra class had been in relationship with her for a while. I mean, it's not that he didn't love my mother. After my mother died, he'd never expected to meet anyone, although women were all over him. Mm. And then he really met someone who I think he loves more. And I asked them to write a book, but they didn't want to. But I know they've had great sex. I don't know about now. I mean, he's 88. And as I think I mentioned to you, not on the show, but earlier, that they're just about to get married in their 80s.
That's just wonderful.
So that gives hope, I think, for everybody.
Well, we're never too old to need, I don't want to say just sex, but the pleasure of touched, being valued that way, bonding with another human being, as well as, yes, the pleasures of arousal and orgasm.
And as long as you're alive and breathing, you can have arousal and orgasm.
It's lifelong.
So good. So I imagine that there were challenges. I don't know if there were challenges of your bodies. Like, I don't know if either of you, you know, had knee replacements or hip replacements or anything like that. I've done a show on vaginal atrophy. So I sense when you're speaking that there was need for more lubricant than there was need in the 20s. And things like that, but I want to hear from you. I can only imagine the things. There are lots of subjects that I deal with both on the show and in my courses. So I'm wondering, as you met your first challenge, what was that? And as you met your second challenge, what was that? And I'm glad you laughed about it, but what did you actually do? What were some of the challenges and what did you actually do?
Sure. Well, the first challenge was that my arousal was so slow. And Robert was very patient, very loving, and in fact enjoyed every second of it. And I remember one time that I was embarrassed, and I said to him, I'm afraid you're going to get bored because it's taking me so long. And he said, I don't mind if it takes 3 weeks, as long as I can have breaks to get something to eat and change positions once in a while.
That's great.
And another, you know, all of the challenges really came at the same time, because the first time we made love, I was aware of that. And the other was, of course, I didn't lubricate the way I used to, the way we'd expect a woman to. And I knew that was going to happen because I'd already had experience with not lubricating. I knew that. So I was prepared with my own lubricant. I just brought along when I thought it was going to be the day that it happened. And we kept pump of lubricant at both houses and used it as well. And, you know, a lot of women are nervous and embarrassed about that, but we put moisturizer on our faces. Why not put them in our vaginas if we need them?
Very smart. Very smart. We're going to take a short break here. And
to moisturize.
We'll come right back. Yeah, we're going to come right back to talking about dryness and slow to heat up and all these things, because I think this is so key, so critical. So if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and I'm talking with Joan Price, who's written two books about sex and aging, senior sex, and a word to the wise. This show could be the show for you. This show could be the one that keeps you turned on for the whole rest of your life. So you don't want to miss any of this. It's an amazing topic, and Joan is an expert on this. So we'll be right back.
Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown. And then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and Happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers.
Are you in pain or unable to sleep? Ever hear about how the body needs glutathione for natural cleansing? Could you use a boost of energy? Try Life Wave Patches. There are a variety of patches to choose from. Each one of them is designed like a small band-aid to help your body with the challenges of life when you're simply not getting what the body needs for support. And you can use these amazing patches on your pets. Go to Life Wave Patches for Pets and People on Facebook and see Suzanne Summers' interview with Dr. David Schmidt about patches that reduce stress and inflammation while increasing energy. You can also find out more at ValerieHandlers.com. That's ValerieHandlers.com. Or call Valerie at 714-928-6399 to order your patches, or consider becoming an independent Life Wave distributor. That's 714-928-6399.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Joan Price, who's written two books, not one, but two, about senior sex. Her first book was Better Than I Ever Expected, Straight Talk About Sex After 60. And her new book, which has just come out, just in time for this show, is Naked at Our Age, Talking Out Loud About Senior Sex. Joan, before we go any further, where can people find these books? How can they order one or the other book from you?
If people would like an autographed copy, go to joanprice.com, my website, and you'll see there how to order directly from me, and I'll autograph it exactly as you'd like it autographed. Otherwise, you can go to amazon.com. They have both books.
Great. Now, that's joanprice.com, J-O-A-N. Price, P-R-I-C-E.com, if you want more information about Joan or to order her books and find out about her blog. So when we left off, Joan, we were talking about your slow response when you first were making love with the man who became the love of your life and as an older adult, and also slow to lubricate. And you were talking about having pumps of lubricant at both people's houses. So I guess you got over that one.
I want to correct something, Lori, if I may. It
sure.
Wasn't that I was slow to lubricate. It was that I did not lubricate sufficient for intercourse or even for other kinds of stimulation comfortably. And what I needed to just acknowledge is, and what I needed to convey to Robert, and he grasped that very easily because it was obvious from my face and my noises, that whether or not I lubricated had nothing to do with how much I desired him or was aroused. And that's something that our partners need to learn. It isn't the same thing anymore. Maybe it used to be. And so we just automatically use the lubricant.
You know, I think that's so critical what you're saying, because some of us at our, in our 60s have younger partners, and the younger partners don't always understand the lack of lubrication or the little lubrication, because sometimes they're used to being with much younger partners than us.
Yeah.
So that's really...
It's just hormones. We don't have the hormones rushing our lubrication to the surface.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to ask you. My next question was going to be, Joan, did you go on bioidentical hormones?
I already was using an estrogen patch at that point, and then stopped using that and went to the estrogen ring, the vaginal ring. But even so, though that sort of plumped my tissues and made sex comfortable, I still needed the lubricant.
Great. Okay, I understand. I just want to, I don't know, you don't know this, but one of my commercial sponsors is HormoneNurse.com, and she has everyone I know on bioidentical hormones, and everybody's libido, all my friends' libidos have come back.
So. Excellent, excellent.
So it's really important to get your hormones checked as an older adult, woman or man, because people think that only women drop in hormones, but that's not at all true. Men experience male menopause as well. They have a special name for it. I can't remember what it is, but men also need hormones. They have tremendous drops in testosterone and other things. So critical. It sounds like you laughed and probably cried a little bit through this exploration process of how you two were going to have passion.
Oh, no tears.
No tears.
Talked a lot and we laughed a lot and we experimented. We called it creative aging. and we had other things too, where in the past as a younger woman, I could often, not always, but often, reach a climax through intercourse because my clitoris was stimulated enough in certain positions that it worked. But now, in an aging body, I was no longer able to do that without the use of sex toys. And I really want to talk about that a little because it's such an amazing tool. At first, Robert didn't want to use that. He said, oh, that's not natural, that's mechanical. Now, he was all for me using that on a sex toy on my own, but not with him, he thought.
I think this is very key because a lot of men are very threatened at first when women want to introduce something mechanical into their what they consider their natural process, not necessary.
Well, he was overcoming his own upbringing that a man was enough. You know, certain things you hold on to, even though you're very intelligent, you've gone beyond these things in many aspects of your life. And so he kept asking me, how can I want you to be able to have an orgasm while I'm in you? And I said, well, only if we incorporate the use of a sex toy. And we had that discussion over and over again. He would always bring me to an orgasm before he entered me. And then I would thoroughly enjoy the penetration, totally enjoy that, but I would not be orgasmic that way. And he kept wanting that to be able to happen at the same time. And finally he said, well, show me what you mean. And I did. And from then on, he called the sex toy his buddy. And and he would be the one to take it out of the drawer. In fact, the one that we liked the most, which I could tell you if you're interested which one that was, he wanted me to order another one so that when we weren't living together, we'd have one at his house and one at my house.
Yeah, good for him. Now, let me ask a question. I need to know, how long did this process take? Not how long did it take for you to orgasm, but how long did it take for him from the time you started being sexually active with him until the time he said okay to a piece of apparatus, a sex toy? How long was that, would you imagine that took?
Maybe 3 months.
Okay.
And that was a tough one for me, because I also would have loved to have had an orgasm while he was having his. Not simultaneous, that's sort of a myth, but in the same sequence of things. But he just wasn't going for it until finally he just suspended that old belief system and says, well, you know, I try everything else for the first time. Let's try this too. And we never went back.
That's great. What, of course, I want to know what toy it was.
It was the Arosolator.
I have no idea what that is.
Really? It's the only toy endorsed by Dr. Ruth. And I have a link to it on my blog, nakedatourage.com. And I have, in fact, reviews of many sex toys on my blog, so I hope we can talk about that, too. But this particular one worked because it was very, very strong, and yet it was designed in such a way, it almost looked like an electric toothbrush, where you could easily insert the vibrating part between the two bodies without them getting in the way. There was a handle and then a...
My favorite sex toy is Hitachi's Magic Wand, and I can't imagine trying to insert that in between two bodies. It's like, it's
you
this
can.
Huge thing. It's a
right.
huge piece, and it's a fabulous vibrator. It's,
it is.
To me, it's the best there is, but that's not, that doesn't work with, let's say, face-to-face sex.
No. No, you're right. And there are now, since Robert and I discovered sex together, reinvented sex together, there have come out with other vibrators that would work that way. But this was the one we used through our whole relationship and loved and carried with us to hotels. And we were a threesome.
You give new meaning to that word.
Yeah.
So you never went back. So I guess that became a regular practice, in your lovemaking together.
That's right.
At your ages. And how long, you met him when you were 57 and he was 64, and how long were you together?
We were together 7 years to the day.
Mm.
Our first kiss and last kiss were on the same date.
May I ask you how he expired, like what was the cause of his death?
He died of multiple myeloma. It's a blood cancer.
I see.
And it prevents good blood from being produced.
I imagine that that's so sad. Like, it's in a certain way, it's so sad. And in another way, you are so inspiring that you've continued your quest to explain to people, to share with people, like how sexually active and vibrant they can be in their older years, in their senior years. And I really thank you. I thank you for not going into hibernation.
I did for a while. I sure did. Before he died, Robert, and when he knew he was dying, Robert said to me, "Promise you'll keep doing your work." He thought it was so important, and I promised, but after he, and I had already started Naked at Our Age at that point, I was collecting interviews. I hadn't started writing it yet, but I was collecting interviews for it. And then when he died, I went into a profound grief, and it was just the most awful thing I've ever been through.
Mm, I imagine.
And I put the book on hold for probably a good year. I still kept collecting interviews, and I kept my blog going. And I'm not sure exactly how I did that, except that it was my way to stay to stay with the people who were following me, and they were
yeah.
so compassionate. And then once I was ready to pick up the book again, and in fact, it was from after a message from Robert. I felt him say to me, "I don't want to be the reason you're not living your life."
That's so good.
And at that
That's
point,
so great.
It
yeah.
was, in fact,
we actually do need to break here for a second.
Sure.
So I need to, so when we come back, we'll continue that thought. We'll get the messages and how you were able to move on and continue to give people this inspiration. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Sex and Happiness. We're chatting about sex in your senior years. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and I'm with Joan Price today, who's written Naked at Our Age. Please stay tuned.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
How would you like to lose up to a pound a day? With no exercise required, with no hunger, without being on a restrictive diet for the rest of your life, and no unpleasant side effects. If this appeals to you, you want homeopathic HCG. How do you get that? You go to hormonenurse.com. That's H-O-R-M-O-N-E, nurse.com. There you can find out about HCG and this amazing diet. It's a diet I've used, and I've lost an amazing amount of weight. I'm back to my college size. Plus, you'll find out about hormones, bioidentical hormones. Perhaps you need that too. You need it maybe for sleep, for sexual passion again, your libido. Go to hormonenurse.com. Thank you for staying tuned to Sex and Happiness. This is Laurie Handlers, and I'm talking today with Joan Price, who has written two books about senior sexuality, sex at an older age. And she was just talking about Naked at Our Age after she had started the book when her husband, Robert, was still alive. And when Robert died, she went into hibernation, which that's a huge topic. What do we do when we've just rediscovered sex or been having sex with someone for our whole life and then our partner goes away and we suffer this amazing loss? And that's going to be a whole topic on another show that I'll be doing very soon. But Joan, we're on it now.
I hope I can come back for that one.
Pardon?
I hope I can come back for that one, Laurie, because yeah, that's a huge issue.
It's huge. So you got a message from him from beyond that said, I hope I'm not the reason for your stopping this amazing quest that you have, this communicating to people what's necessary for them. And so that sparked you on. Then was there something more?
Well, there was, because all this time I was getting emails and interviews. I'll tell you a little bit of background of that. Better Than I Ever Expected celebrated the joys of senior sex. And as soon as it was published, and it got a lot of media attention, as you can imagine, people started writing to me and coming up to me and talking to me and saying, well, good for you having a great sex life, but I don't. Here's why. And they'd tell me what was wrong. And I realized that had to be my next book, addressing the problems, because there are changes, there are challenges, and often we just don't know where to go to find out about that. So I realized the next book had to incorporate these reader stories with their questions, with their challenges, and get expert advice answering those questions. And so that's
I want to ask you a few of those challenges and that advice. But first, we kind of left more sex toys hanging out there the last segment. So I'm not sure where to go first. If you could just maybe even rattle off a couple of other toys that you think are extraordinary for senior sex, that would be great. And then, of course, people can go to your blog and find more. And then we'll talk about these challenges that come up, the questions and the challenges that people have written to you, and then some of the answers, because, I mean, I'm not sure which direction to go in, but I want to know everything.
I want to tell you everything. First of all, great sex toys. Well, yes, I do review them at Naked at Our Age. There's a label on the right-hand column that says vibrator reviews, and another one says sex toys, because not all sex toys are vibrators. And if you click on that, you'll see all the, like, 70 reviews I've done. I want to say something about the importance of sex toys before I answer your question directly, which is even when, especially when we're not in a relationship, we need to keep our sexuality going, and sex toys let us do that. So they're not just for use with a partner, and they're not just when the partner is away. They're for when we don't have a partner, when we've lost a partner, when maybe we've been looking for years and haven't met a partner. They're so important.
I can't agree with you more, and I say to people, this is one of my slogans, brush your teeth, have an orgasm.
Oh, my gosh. I brush my teeth a lot during the day.
Right. Well, have an orgasm every time you brush your teeth. Because, everything in our body, every cell in our body is washed and lubricated with orgasm. Orgasm, yes, keeps us vital, vibrant, and flowing in the flow of life. It's our birthright to have orgasms. And so what you're saying, I shout it out from the trees. Have orgasms. Have sex with yourself. Have as much sex as possible.
Exactly right. And I love your shouts. I shout too. So particular sex toys I love.
Well, for couples who are aging. I mean, because
that's all I do. I review sex toys from the senior perspective. So they need to be strong. They need to go for a long time. They need to not aggravate arthritic wrists. Ideally, you can see and feel the controls without putting on your reading glasses in the middle of things. All those things, very important.
So that's so good.
So the oscillator I mentioned, the Hitachi Magic Wand you mentioned, which is superb for solo sex. And the Mystic Wand, the Vibratex Mystic Wand, is almost as strong as the Hitachi, and it is much lighter to hold. It's a wonderful one. There are many for clitoral stimulation. Lelo, L-E-L-O, maybe it's Lelo, I'm not sure how it's pronounced actually, from Sweden, makes a wonderful line of very classy sex toys. Pretty much any of those would be great. I like the Gigi for internal stimulation, while I use one of the other, the clitoral stimulators for outside stimulation. How's that for a good start?
They came out with one. There's a new one where it's both.
I know, but it has to fit your body right.
It looks too good to be true.
For me, it was too good to be true. For one of my readers, it was exactly good enough to be true. So there's so much to – unfortunately, you can't try them exactly and then send them back. But,
You're right. So you kind of have to – sometimes it's just hit or miss with sex toys.
Well, I don't think it has to be that. I think if you read reviews and you find a reviewer – who has the same sort of preferences and situation as you do. For example, if the way I review a toy that you've tried matches your perception of it, then follow my reviews. If not, follow someone else's reviews. There are wonderful bloggers who review sex toys. As far as I'm the only one who does it from a senior perspective.
Well, I would have to say that Betty Dodson's been doing it for a long time, and she has a different perspective now than she did when she was in her 20s or when she wrote her first book. So I imagine that she does a little bit of both.
She talks about sex toys in general and the ones that she endorses. She doesn't just receive them and review them and whether or not she likes them. I got to tell you, Betty Dodson is amazing, and she wrote the foreword to Naked at Our Age.
Oh, that's so great. Betty Dodson, I've been a fan of hers since 1972. As a matter of fact, her book, which is it's the new name now, but her book, Liberating Masturbation, which has turned into Sex for One, became renamed, was the first inspiration for me about many things. And someone, I was lucky enough to have a lover in 1972 who gave me that book as a gift.
Oh, well, I'm sure you're grateful to that lover still.
I am.
Betty called me Sister Warrior in an email, and I've never been so proud.
So great. So going back to give us a couple other toys, and then we'll move on to the challenges that people have written you about and the things and, you know, the solutions that you've you've encountered and come upon and explored so that people can actually have these really great, vibrant sex lives.
Yeah. Well, as I said, whether a sex toy will work for a listener depends so much on the situation. The idea of a rabbit is a great idea, the dual action. I've found very few that actually work because if, you know, if the internal part is in the right place, the other part doesn't reach my clitoris or goes somewhere else or isn't strong enough. So I really suggest, rather than just hear a list of good vibrators, there are so many good ones and there are so many poor ones. So in general, you get what you pay for. If you can, go for the higher end vibrator. They're made right. They're with medical grade materials instead of some plastic made in another country and you don't know what's really in it. You don't know what chemicals it leaches. So it's important to really educate yourself about the different kinds of vibrators, not just to get one and try it and see if it works.
That's great. Thank you for that great advice. When we return in our next segment, I want to talk with you about the body image kinds of issues and then other things that people, there's probably a variety of things that people have written to you that I'm not even certain about, but I do know that friends of mine have talked about not going on the top anymore, not having sex on the top anymore because when they have sex on the top, their face sags down and their breasts sag down. So I want to address this whole notion of senior sexuality with whatever the concerns have been that you've heard of and that you've heard about and have addressed in this Naked at Our Age. Obviously, the Naked at Our Age title reminds me that many of my friends say that they'll only be on the bottom now or sitting. They will not be in the top position. So these are some of the challenges that I imagine people have written to you about. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And my guest today is Joan Price. And she's talking to us about remedies and inspiration and everything we must think about, even hormones, things we must think about as seniors, having a very wonderful, healthy, and active sex life. So please stay tuned.
Many times you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try this CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now. And walk free from emotional baggage.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness on webtalkradio.net. This is Laurie Handlers, your host, and my guest today is Joan Price, the author of two books about sex as a senior. The new book is Naked at Our Age, Talking Out Loud About Senior Sex. So, Joan, has anyone ever said to you anything about feeling like their body was too old, they didn't want to be seen in the top position?
Has anybody ever told me that? Everybody told me that? No, of course, this is a huge issue. And there are two things I want to address on that. I hope we can get to both. One, in general, is we need to see the whole idea of what a sexy body is differently. Just because our bodies have wrinkles and sags and maybe a little extra belly and, you know, all these extra, the breasts are lower and so on, that does not make us unsexy to a partner. In fact, I wrote one little piece for a website that contrasted what a woman is thinking. Oh, he'll think I'm too fat. He'll tell me I looked better with my clothes on, blah, blah. And what he's thinking is, did I get lucky? We have to realize that if a man wants to, or a woman, and I don't want to make that heterosexually exclusive either, if a partner wants to have sex with us, it's because that person thinks we're sexy, knows we're sexy, wants to see how sexy we can be with them. And it's crazy that we let this old youth stereotype, and you're going to get me mad even talking about this, interfere with us having pleasure. And then to bring it to my experience, when Robert and I were having sex as a newly sexually active couple, I was well aware because I could see when he was over me, he was more wrinkled. When he was under me, his face looked like a boy's. And I knew that, okay, that must be the same for me too. And I said something to, but we really enjoyed both positions. We enjoyed them both tremendously. And he, in fact, loved it when I was on top, and he could gaze up at me. He loved being able to see my face and my breasts and my belly, even though I was embarrassed about all that. And I even brought it up at one point, and I said, I know I look more wrinkly when I'm on top. And he said, oh, I hope you didn't realize that because I love it so much.
So nice, so good. You know, I have a lover who says, don't worry about things like that. That's why you have dim lights and you have, you know, candlelight and things like that. You don't have to worry about those things. Everything about you feels so good.
But I challenge that needing to be in dim light. Our best, most energized time for sex wasn't in the evening. It was in the afternoon or in the late morning. And so we would time, and in fact, that's advice I give. Time your sexual activity for when you're most energized and feeling tingly and easily turned on. And that's probably not after a meal. It's probably...
Yes, so true.
Oh,
so
after true. A good poop or in the afternoon after a walk in the park. And so we would have the lights. We didn't dim the lights. We loved daylight. And yes, we loved candlelight too. You know, we loved it all. But we have to stop thinking that we need to be embarrassed because we're older. Yeah, we're older. Maybe we're even old. But that doesn't make us unsexy.
Well, I think people's sex drive, once they get their hormones straightened out, I think people are sexier as they're older because they don't have the same concerns that they had when they were younger. There's no concern about pregnancy.
Right.
There's no concern about not having experience. So
right.
there are ways of being able to luxuriate in our older bodies because our minds aren't as worried about the kids hearing and worried
yeah.
about the baby crying, all these things. We're free.
Well, I absolutely agree, and that was one of the reasons for my new book, for my older book, for Better Than I Ever Expected. But I don't want to minimize that people have real problems, too. There are men who have either problematic erections or no erections, and they don't know that they can still have a very rich sex life. And I need them to know that. I need them to understand that sex is more than their penis. And there are women who say that, well, I just don't have the desire I used to, and so they say, well, I guess I'm done with all that. No, they can train their desire. They don't have to be done with that. So I'm so happy that the Seal Press felt as strongly as I did about the importance of getting experts giving advice to real people in Naked at Our Age, and that that book is available now because it's going to help a lot of people, Lori.
It's going to help more people than were ever on the planet before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to help a lot of people. It's so good. It's so good. These people, the thing is, I've been teaching Tantra since 1998, and I've explained to people in my way that the notions that they have about sexuality can be completely different because it's a completely different paradigm in which to have sex. What you're bringing in is not only a different paradigm in which to have sex, but just shifting the whole thinking, the whole image
yes.
of how it had to be. We've been so conditioned by magazines and movies, and there's a whole new there's a whole new generation of porno coming out, which is for older people, which is porno made by women. So it, that too is different.
Yes. And it's also unlearning early upbringing that we don't realize is still driving us. I have two chapters in the book, Unlearning Our Upbringing Women's Stories and Unlearning Our Upbringing Men's Stories. And then the men's, Robert actually wrote a good deal of that chapter.
And so what does that address?
That addresses the way men grow up thinking that I am my penis and sex is a conquering activity. I have a battering ram. You know, every woman is going to want me if they see how big I am and hard I am. And, you know, all that stuff that we know isn't true anymore. And even the men know that's not true anymore. But they don't know what to put instead of that.
Right. Right. They don't know how to reframe it.
Yeah.
And for women, rather than think it's the obvious, what would be the conditioning for women that women need to get over?
It's not obvious at all, I think. What women of our age who were raised, particularly the older than boomers, is we were raised to think we weren't supposed to want sex. We weren't mm-hmm. supposed to have a really active desire that, yes, we were, you know, so much of my sex education was in being taught I wasn't supposed to do it. That's what I was taught. Don't do it. Boys are going to want to, but don't, because girls get in trouble.
So it's actually just really being able to let go, to be in abandon with wanting it and showing that we want it and allowing ourselves permission to have the pleasure in our life that's our birthright.
It's owning it, Lori. It's owning it.
Hmm. So good. It's really so good. So do you have letters from people who have read the book and who have expanded and shifted and changed? I imagine there's people around the planet who are in gratitude to you.
It has about 130 reader stories, people telling their own issues, their age 50 to 80 plus. And I have 45 experts, top-notch people in the field who are addressing the concerns. Because when people say, do you know the answer to everything? No, but I know how to find it. I know the people who do know the answers. And so what I was doing with this book is really putting them together. So I look forward to continuing to hear from readers and to know what they're thinking and know how what their own situation is if they're willing to share it. And I hope some of them will give me permission to post that on my blog, because I love doing reader stories on my blog too.
I just have this burning curiosity. I have to ask you this. Do you feel where you are in this moment that you will meet the next love of your life?
I am not looking to replace Robert. I think very few people ever have the kind of love we had.
Sure.
I am tentatively starting a little dating exploration. I would love to have someone in my life that I feel that I love and that I feel sexually pulled to right now. And it would be nice if it was the same person. I don't know that to be true. Will I fall in love again? I have no idea. I know that we are remarkably resilient as human beings, and I hear from readers all the time that lose their partners and think they will never love again, and then they do. So I know
yes.
it happens. I am
yes.
open to it happening. I know Robert would want for it to happen. I just don't know how to predict that.
Thank you. I acknowledge you for answering that with such clarity and vulnerability. It's a pleasure, really a pleasure. Well, I want people to know, I've been talking today with Joan Price. You can go to joanprice.com, or you can go to nakedatourage.com, and you can find her blog. And there's where you will find a lot of sex toy reviews. You will also find a way to get an autographed copy of her new book, Naked at Our Age, Talking Out Loud About Senior Sex. And you can also get Better Than Ever, Better Than I Ever Expected, Straight Talk About Sex After 60, which was her first book. Joan, you're amazing. I feel so privileged to have had you on the show and to know about you and what you're doing. I feel like you're making a huge contribution.
And back at you, Lori. I think you're marvelous.
Thanks. It feels really, really good. Thank you. I want to remind people that you can find out more about my teleseminars, Expanded Orgasm for Women and Female Ejaculation Session, which are now available in MP3s on my website, butterflyworkshops.com. Also, I have an upcoming teleseminar, Expanded Orgasm for Men, and I'll be having one called Expanded Communication for Partners, so that people can expand orgasm with each other. That's a whole other delicate way to communicate, different from how do I just expand myself. Partners have some hurdles to get through, and so I'll be addressing that in that teleseminar. Go to butterflyworkshops.com to find out more about them. They're inexpensive, and you can download them in the privacy of your own home. I'll be back next time with what to do when a spouse dies or you get a divorce, how your sex continues, from another expert in the field about sex after loss. So tune in then to Sex and Happiness. Until then, I'm signing off.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to know.